the hottest young men in the business, and by hot, I mean they're really doing it and doing it out of sight. Can I persuade you to give it up for the mighty Chuck?
Doesn't get old. Hello and welcome to Chump Change. It's Sunday, the 31st of March, 2019. It's Mother's Day in the United Kingdom.
Happy Mother's Day, Rob.
Happy Mother Day to all the mothers listening out there. All right, so we got a couple of things today. We got the winners and losers, bit of news, and some correspondence. So an email that we'll answer from you guys. Have I missed anything, Luke?
No, that's it. Shall I start us off with the winners and losers?
Yeah.
All right, so as always in our weekly roundup, we go through the biggest losers and biggest winners in terms of price action over the week. So biggest losers this week, crypto.com chain. Again, they were there last week. ZB token, I don't know what that is, but down 20%. And Engine coin down 16%.
No.
If you listen to us on a regular basis, we reviewed Engine Coin last week, and I hope we didn't make this happen. Engine Coin's a gaming platform for those who are unaware, and check out our podcast from last week. It's a good old summary of Engine Coin.
Yeah, if you haven't listened before, we do like a review, basically use cases, price. If we'd invest. So have a listen to our Engine one.
Yeah. And we didn't say we invest in that one. We said we'll wait until it drops. So I think it's time to start looking at that.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe. Biggest winners then. So biggest winner of the week, Maximine up 91%. Maximine were in our biggest winners last week. So they had a very good month, up 300% this month. Maximine, boom, boom. Maximine on their website is state themselves as a highly efficient and transparent cloud-based pool mining platform. So users receive a portion of the MaxiMine pool rewards by staking the tokens they own for hashing power. So I think it means that if you have like a pile of other coins, like this, you have like a variety of tokens which do allow staking, you can put them all into MaxiMine and they'll kind of sort out the staking for you.
Okay.
That's my take on it. I'm not sure. Just my take.
So, sorry, what was it called? Maximine.
MaxiMine.
Cool.
Right, another winner is Bbox token, up 67%. And the third biggest winner of the week is Qcoin shares. Again, in our winners list, 3 weeks in a row. I checked it. Let me check again, actually. For the last 30 days, Qcoin is up 274%. So crushing it.
Yeah, completely crushing it. Yeah. Cool. All right. So that's it for the winners and losers.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. going over a bit of some news then. So something that caught my attention was Japan's largest railway company considers new crypto payment system for transport cards. Now, this could be massive, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I've been to Japan a few times, and you get a card which you can top up, and then you just tag on to a train and tag off when you use the subways or the trains. So if that is somehow crypto related, or that'd be pretty cool.
I know.
Spend your crazy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
To go on a train.
Yeah, we did it, didn't we? Actually.
Yeah,
we did. We did Tokyo and the subway. We used the subways quite a lot.
Yeah, it's confusing. Massive subway system.
Yeah, actually, we did a lot of skating to places rather than subway, didn't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, so a board member of the Japanese cryptocurrency Dcurrent. Have you heard of Dcurrent?
No, I'm not sure.
No. So they unveiled a new payment system, and this was in a business presentation in Tokyo on March the 27th. So the new system would enable Suica, I think they're called. So S-U-I-C-A payment cards. And that's going to be issued by the Japan Railway Company.
Yeah.
And they allow them to be topped up with cryptocurrency.
I don't know
if that means that, you know, any sort of blockchain payments would be used for actually for the payments themselves, but the spending of them or whatever. But it may make sense for a transition into it if they can allow the payments originally to be in.
Well, that's what Starbucks were going to do. I'm not sure if they actually did it, but they were going to allow crypto payments via a kind of a top up of a Starbucks card kind of thing.
Wasn't that backed, BAKKT? I might have that wrong, but,
I'm not sure.
Essentially you basically coupons and store cards.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But that, you know, for Starbucks, it doesn't really make sense. But for like a transportation card, like everyone uses that in Seoul where I live. Everyone has a transportation card, and so it's definitely.
And it's like London with the Oyster card.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you just top it up. But yeah, no,
cool. It's that's a real world use case. So excellent. Let's hope that happens. All about raising awareness and actually implementing some sort of payments with cryptocurrencies, right? That's the first step for global dominance takeover.
Well, yeah, you think the amount of people that travel, like, you know, commute via trains on in Japan as well is huge.
Yeah, so that's true.
Really good. Really good. Another piece of positive news. Facebook announced new blockchain jobs at California HQ. So 5 new positions in the blockchain department in their Menlo Park in California. So that's positive news.
Yeah, right. So we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but Facebook are planning to introduce their own stable coin in the first half of this year. So, I mean, coming up in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they definitely are pushing ahead with this and, you know, expanding their team. So interesting, right? Yeah. Cool.
So they've been kind of a bit quiet about it, really, haven't they? It's just been speculative news. But actually what's happened here is they've posted these jobs on their own LinkedIn account, on the company's LinkedIn account. Yeah. So they're seeking a growth product manager, a product manager, data scientist, software engineer, and business operations manager. So it's like the early days of it, I guess.
Yeah,
totally. Maybe some research and development stuff going on there. But if you're any one of those, get in touch with them.
I'm sure they pay quite handsomely. Wicked.
So that's another good one.
I have a piece of news, actually, if I can butt in.
Yeah, no, butt in. Go for it.
So, yeah, as our long-time listeners will know, I live in Seoul, South Korea. And the biggest crypto exchange is called BitThumb, or if it was Korean, it's BitThumb, but spelled BitThumb. BitThumb. they got hacked yesterday or 2 days ago, and someone stole, I think, around $30 million of EOS.
Oh, I read this, yeah.
It didn't really affect the EOS price, which is interesting. But yeah, it's bad news. They've had a bit of a hard time. They've been raided a couple of times by the government officials, you know, for not paying taxes, and they've had a bit of a hard year, I think. And it's not the first hack either. I'm sure it's not. Yeah.
On that note, can you say taxation is theft in Korean for our listeners?
Actually, no. I don't know how to
say that. That would have been so good.
I'll learn it for next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you got to prepare that, okay?
I don't know what taxation is in Korean, actually. Yeah, okay. I'll learn that for you for next time.
Sorry, I derailed that a little bit.
There. Yeah, yeah.
I did see that, and that's pretty rough. It was an XRP EOS that they were targeting. They targeted specific.
Okay. I thought it was just EOS, but yeah, maybe XRP as well.
Yeah. It's probably almost $19 million US and XRP.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot of money. Oop. What are you doing?
For some reason, when I said about hacking and US and XRP, Alexa picked up.
That was a bit.
Oh, this is creepy. Every time you say hack. No, we're all right.
Yeah.
I feel like he's listening though. Anyway, so another piece of news. Bitcoin briefly hits monthly high above $4,100. But the interesting part in this as well is that the British pound marks a 31-year low.
Mm-mm.
So as you might like, well, I'll say it this time. For our long-term listeners, I live in the UK. And Great British Pound is obviously what we use.
Great for me, because I send money home quite a lot.
Yeah.
And the pound has plummeted since Brexit. I get so much more pounds for my ones now.
You say since Brexit. Nothing's happened. So,
oh yeah, right. Since the referendum, I should say.
So this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What a mess.
So, yeah. So it hit a multi-week high of $4,112 today. That's Bitcoin now. And it's continuing a moderate growth over the day. Bitcoin is up around 0.3% at the time of this article, actually, which was the 29th, so it was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
But this is good news for us to see. There's a lot of psychological barriers, isn't there?
Exactly. So it was over 4K for a couple of weeks, and then it dropped a couple of percent, went down to about 3.9, then jumped right back up to 4K. So that's good to see. From what I read a few days ago, $4,200 is the resistance level. So if we can break through that, then we're looking up. So I mean, I think we have to think we've nearly bottomed in this bear market, right? We have to think that it's gone down so much, and it's been steady now around in the 3,500 to 4,000 range for such a long time. So
yeah
fingers crossed.
Another quite cool thing is this Canadian town of, I say it wrong, obviously, Innisfil, they launched a pilot program that basically allows their residents to pay their property taxes with cryptocurrencies.
Oh, cool.
That probably goes against the point of cryptocurrencies, but there you go.
Still some kind of use case, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything else that I wanted to mention with that? Oh yeah, gold as well. Gold is suffering hard. So it's not just the pound, but gold prices saw like the biggest monthly decline since August.
Really? I own tech. I own gold.
Yeah. It's not doing very well at all.
Oh yeah, it really has. Yeah. Oh well.
And literally to gold guy.
I'm a gold guy. Gold coins hidden.
Don't sell that gold tooth anytime soon. Hold on to it.
Hold it in my mouth.
Hold your teeth.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have any other news, or should I jump on to our email?
Let's go up to the emails.
All right. So only got one. I'm having trouble. Right. Alexa. Hang on. Let me just disconnect the last. Nightmare. Anyway, it says, "Hey boys, I'm an active listener of the show and I really hope this email filters through. I have included this photo of Britney Spears with a shaved head trying to smash a car window with an umbrella as nothing more but an attempt to get noticed. Congratulations, you were noticed because you were the only email. I have been listening to your coin reviews as they come out each week on my commute, and I'm wondering when you're going to review Substranium? Is that right?
Substratum, I think.
Yeah.
I know of it. I don't know too much about it, but
yeah, it's one of my favorite projects, and I'd love to hear what you thought. Substratum aims at decentralizing the internet, and this is something I'm passionate about. How do you feel about this? Thanks, Drew." So yeah. We love that.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I knew about Substratum a while ago. One of them, a YouTuber I used to watch a lot, would often talk about it and do price analysis. And it was quite interesting. And if I remember rightly, when I found out about Substratum for the first time, was when Silicon Valley was released last year, that season 4. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's the same. A decentralized internet. That's what they're hoping to build. So yeah, definitely. Love it. Yeah, all for it. I don't know too much about it.
Should I get a quick description?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so it's an open source network that allows anyone to allocate spare computing resources to support the foundation of the decentralized web. Its vision is to make the internet free and fair place for the entire world. The Substratum network is a worldwide collection of nodes that uses cryptography to deliver secure content globally without the need for VPNs or Tor.
Yeah, right.
Which is good. Anyone who runs Substratum node are rewarded with sub each time they serve content.
I see. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I come in from South Korea and you're from the UK. Mm-hmm. We don't really worry about that too much, do we? We can access pretty much any website we want to without worried of people like kind of checking up on us. But if you lived in China, where they have the great firewall of China, right? They monitor everyone's internet usage. Then this type of project would be hugely influential for you and hugely important. So all for it. Yeah, definitely. Decentralized web would be amazing.
Yeah. And some of the stats. So at the moment, the price is 0.017 US dollars. So
0.01. So, okay. So a cent.
Yeah. Yeah. Market ranks 374.
Oh, that's gone down a lot. Wow. Mm. It was in the top 100 when I first found out about it.
Yeah.
What's his peak? Do you know?
Peak. All-time high. $3.25.
$3 to 1 cent. Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good at all. Wow, that's one of must be one of the hardest hit coins even in this bear market.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, if you look at 99% decrease. Whoa.
If you look at the graph, it's sort of build up, shoot up, and that's around. January 2018. Actually, which is kind of surprising because I suppose it. Yeah, the build up is all before that. But January is when everything turned sour.
Yeah, exactly.
And as that got hit, it seemed to the only high that it ever came back to after that was around $1. Around 83 cents.
Yeah, but now it's 1 cent. Oh, it's almost 2 cents.
Yeah.
0.0. So. Yeah, wow. That's okay. No, anyway, But we can definitely do a review on this one day, look into it.
I think we should. I think it has
longevity and if they can kind of like survive in this bear market if it's lost so much value. So
yeah. If it's any consolation, it's up 7.94% at the moment.
Yep. Cool. All right then. Nice. Right. Well, good. Thanks for the question.
No worries.
We'll do a review in a couple of weeks of that then for you. What's his name? Did you get a name?
Drew, I think. Let me just check. Right, cheers, cool. Drew. Yep, cheers, Drew. Yeah, Drew. Okay, so that's us out. Is it anything else, Luke?
No, that's good.
All right.
See you guys
later. I gotta learn how to say that coin's name if we're gonna do a review.
It's one of the hardest things, actually.